The Giants in search of their first three-game winning streak of the season, taking on the Reds, everyone wearing pink on Sunday, celebrating Mother's Day. 1-0 Giants, bottom of the first, looking for more. Buster Posey facing Tim Adelman.
On the ground and a base hit. It's 2-0. Peraza couldn't come up with it. Try to crowd Nunez again. And he shoots this one into left field, a base hit. Here's the throw home. It's on line, and Crawford is safe. The Giants lead 4-0. So here's Crawford. Runners are going to go. And Crawford lines it down the left field line. Nobody there. Both runs score. And that's an add-on right there. And it's driven to left. And Nunez is going to dive and make the catch. Nunez has been doing it all. What a great play.
Here's Brandon Belt. Here's the pitch on the way. Belt hits a high drive deep into right center field. Adios! Pelota! And Brandon Belt hit a screamer for his 7th home run this year. 8-2 Giants.
The Giants win 3 in a row for the first time this year as they take it 8-3. That 8 runs ties a season high. Jeff Samardzija's first win of the year, allowing 3 runs in 6 2/3 innings, striking out 8. Tim Adelman had to leave the game with neck stiffness in the 2nd inning. The Giants with their first 3-game winning streak of the season. Manager Bruce Bochy spoke after.
Yeah, it was nice. No getting around it. It's been a while since we've had a cushion like that. It's nice to get a good early lead, add on again, and allows you to work the pitching a little bit different, give some guys need a day off, and Shark, great job getting us deep in the game. But the first couple innings, it's good to see us. Just put some numbers up, crooked numbers up there early, and work with a cushion.
Just what stands out to you as like the biggest positive or the biggest thing you take away from just the series overall, the way the team played?
Well, I think more than anything, you look at what happened in Cincinnati. We got pummeled pretty good. I mean, to the point where that's embarrassing. And then, we come here, they win the first game, a tight ball game, so they've won 4 in a row now. They've have had a lot of success against us, and so to bounce back and win 3 games in a row and pitch the way we did and execute and then win the way we did today, to put some runs out there. So it was a good bounce back against a club that's been very good against us, and we've been trying to get this thing headed in the right direction, and we got a tough team coming in, so it's good to bounce back and get 3 in a row here.
Did you notice Jeff pitching a little more relaxed or at ease with the early run lead?
Well, I think you're going to be, but at the same time, you don't want to lose your focus. It's not easy to pitch with a lead like that, and it's good to get a win for him. He's pitched some good games where couldn't find a way to get that W for him, but they gave him that support he needed, and like I said, it allows you to work the pin a little bit different and rest some guys.
Is it fair to say too that just having Span hitting the way he has at the top of the order and just having Brandon's glove back made a difference in this series?
Oh, I think without question. You look at what D did offensively. He's the catalyst, that leadoff hitter that every club needs or wants, and he came back swinging the bat well. I thought it'd take him a while to get his timing down. He just played a couple games down there in San Jose, so he's made a difference. And of course, Crawford. I mean, you're talking to me the best defensive shortstop in the game, and we missed him. You've seen the plays he's made. He can make a game-changing play out there, and he's done that since he's been back, and plus his presence in the lineup. And he's not quite there with the bat, but I see it getting better and better. But we're a different club. As they always say, you need to be strong up the middle. Well, you're missing your center fielder and your shortstop. That makes it a bit more difficult. I'm going to talk to Bobby Evans once I'm done here, and we'll make a decision on what we're going to do with Hunter. But he's going to miss a few days. Just a matter of if we want to use him to pinch hit or let's just be on the cautious side, DL him, bring somebody up here to help out.
Brandon Belt, his seventh homer of the season. He spoke on the field after the game.
It's huge for us. If we can go out there and put some runs on the board first and allow our pitcher to go out there and kind of get relaxed and settle in, that's the best case scenario for us.
I know you guys have been looking for those runs, and one of the storylines early in the season was that you guys were lacking power. Now all of a sudden it's starting to show, and Bruce Bochy always holding that he knew it would come. You've had three home runs this series. You guys had 11 home runs in the last seven games. What do you think has been the change?
I'm not sure. I think before we weren't just lacking in home runs. We were lacking in pretty much everything. So I think people are starting to kind of settle into their approach and seeing the ball a little bit better, not trying to do too much out there. And I think when you do that, good things happen. So we're going to try to stick with it, keep on scoring some runs, and let our pitchers get settled in.
When you're able to win a four-game series, especially since this team who swept you in Cincinnati, and you've got the Dodgers coming in tomorrow, how much momentum, how important is this for you guys right now to build off of that?
You know, it's huge no matter who we had coming in tomorrow, but it is especially big that now that we have LA coming in. And we need to continue playing well. So if we can come out here and play the way we've been playing, we know we've got a good shot at winning the ballgame.
Up next, the Giants host the Dodgers on Monday. Matt Cain on the Hill.